where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Suncor Sarnia is preparing for spring maintenance. The refinery says they began shutting down units yesterday. You may notice periods of increased flaring and noise for the next 2 weeks. Perimeter air monitoring is being done as part of the process. March is Fraud Prevention Month, and the OPP want to make sure people are informed and aware of scams that are common across the region. They include the online brokerage scam, the romance scam, and the grandparent scam. Last year, Canadians lost a reported $554 million to fraud. Police in nearby London are bracing for St. Patrick's Day parties this weekend. The festivities are expected to begin tomorrow, with St. Patrick's Day falling on Sunday. Those taking part are reminded to stay away from the stove if using alcohol or cannabis, and never drive impaired. A customer complaint has sparked a recall of a brand of mushrooms. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has recalled K-Fresh Enoki mushrooms due to possible listeria contamination. There have been no reports of illnesses caused by the mushrooms, but listeria may bring serious health risks. You can learn more about Liquid Gold this weekend. The annual Maple Syrup Festival is being held at the A.W. Campbell Conservation Area tomorrow and Sunday from 10 until 3. Spokesperson Emily Febre says guests should park at the Brook Alvinston Inwood Community Complex and take a shuttle from there. You can also have a pancake meal at the center.
It is also in partnership with the Alvinston Firefighters Association, and they'll be having their annual breakfast the same 2 days. Theirs is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., though.
You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. The Blue Water Anglers are hosting an open house tomorrow and Sunday at their hatchery under the Blue Water Bridge. Director Ross Bishop says they raise a few different types of fish.
We have rainbow trout, we have brown trout, and we have some salmon there right now. And we also have a few of the salmon that the kids from the schools are raising. We bring them back for March break.
Bishop says the fish are going to be released into area waterways as soon as the weather gets a bit warmer. The open house takes place 10 to 3 both days. Hot dogs and pop are available for purchase, and there's a door prize up to win. And the Sarnia Lambton Chamber of Commerce is hosting its second annual State of Lambton Business Breakfast. That's on March 19th at 8 at the Plimpton Wyoming Fairgrounds. Chamber spokesperson Robin Cook says those in attendance will start the event with a 10-minute update about their community. She says they've added something new this year.
There will be an open mic question, so the attendees can raise their questions to the participants.
The public is welcome to attend. Tickets are $50 for chamber members and $75 for non-members. Fog patches developing overnight and windy, low 0 degrees. Fog dissipating tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy with a gusty wind in the morning, high 11. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, a 60% chance of rain showers or flurries, high 4 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.